No more poverty? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief. The president's promised welfare reform has already been criticized as a thinly disguised attempt to punish black families. But at the Conservative Heritage Foundation, researcher Robert Rechter told me that their polling shows that most Americans don't see it that way.
We've run a poll where we asked the simple question, should an able-bodied adult who receives cash, food, housing, or medical care from the government be required to work as a condition of getting that aid? About 88 to 90% of the public say yes, they should.
And he thinks that once people understand the actual amount of money being paid out, most everybody will conclude that something has to change.
A single mother with two children working at the federal minimum wage, that mother gets around $14,000 a year. She's also going to get about $7,000 from these tax credit programs, and she gets about $3,000 of food stamps. And then on top of that, in most states, she's going to get Medicaid for herself and the children. If she then gets housing on top of that, her economic resources go up close to $50,000 a year.
He says we could abolish all poverty for one-third of what we spend now. All he has to do is get a majority of the Congress to believe him. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.